The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Ayin Beis. Mar Daf Ayin Beis and Beis and Gittin. Says Amar Rav Huna, a statement of Rav Huna, Gita Kimat Nosei, that we compare the get of a Shchiv Merah, someone who is close to dying, someone who's sick, we compare his get kimatnosoi like the matono, the gift that a shchivra has the ability to give. There's special halachas that we find, the Gemara speaks about at length in the Masechta Bava Basra, the ninth parak. There are special distinct halachas of a regarding the gift that a shchivra, someone who's sick and fears that he's dying, so he wants to give away his property and he wants to divide his assets to give them different things to different people. So there's different rules about how this matana works. The halacha is usually when a healthy person gives a matana, he requires a kinyan. He has to make a kinyan, whatever is considered a proper kinyan, which is metalkal, and have certain halachas, how you make kinyan on karka and land, property has different halachas, what can be considered a kinyan. You make a kinyan, after you make the kinyan, the sale or the acquisition is final and cannot be undone. By a shchiv merah, we find the halachas are different. Someone who's dying, and we say because he's dying, he's giving away everything he owns. The halacha is that the matana, first of all, he does not have to make a kinyan. All he has to do is say that he wants to give this object, or this item, or this property to this person, and that is considered a good matana, a good gift, even though they didn't actually perform any act of kinyan. That's one difference between a matana of a shchivra and a matana of a bari of a healthy person. Another difference we say, the Gemara says over here, matnosayim omad chayzer. The halacha is that this person thought he was dying. He was sick. He thought he was dying, so he gave away everything he owned. He said, Reuven should get this, and Shimon should get this. He divided up all his assets. And then he got better. He got healed. He's not sick anymore. And now that he's healthy, so the Gemara says, "Omad chayzer." If he gets up, if he's not sick and he's not a shchivra anymore, so all the matanas that he gave are chayzer. He can undo them, and he receives his money, or he receives all his assets back. And the matanas that he gave are not considered matanas. A regular person who makes a kinyan, the matana isn't once he's a matana. He cannot change his mind. The shchivra. The Gemara says over here, if Ahmad, if he gets up and he's healed and he's not a shchivra anymore, chayzer, he can go back and renege on the gifts that he already gave. So Rav Huna says over here that gitay kimatnosei, that the get of a shchivra is similar to the matan of a shchivra. Ma matnosei, ma mat chayzer, just like the matan of a shchivra. If he gets better, that means that the matan of the gift was never a gift. So too we say Abgita is so too the get of a shchimira. Someone is dying, he's writing a get, so his wife shouldn't be married to him and she shouldn't need Yibum or other for other reasons. The halacha is that if he gets better, then we say that this get is not a good get anymore, and really she is still married to him. Now there's a machlokes over here between Rashi and Tosfos, how to understand what exactly was written in this get. Rashi says that this person was a shchivra and he decided to write a get to his wife. He didn't write anywhere in the get that he's giving the get to his wife because he's about to die. He didn't write in the get. There's no mention made in the get that he's giving it because he's dying. Rashi learns that we're talking about a stam get. There's no tnai that it's nachmas nisa that he's giving her the get because he's dying. And yet the halacha is, since it was clear, you saw that he was writing it because he was a shchivra, and now that he got better, we say just like the matana, he could chayzer, and he goes back on the gift that he gave. So he goes back on the get that he gave. Explains Rashi why is this so? Because Rashi says, what's the reason why when a shchiv mirah gets better, his matana, his gift is not a good gift? He can take the money back. Says Rashi that is based on an assumption, on an umdana. We assume that a shchivra, someone who's dying, he's giving away all his money and he's giving away all these gifts, he's not leaving anything for himself. So the assumption is that the reason he's giving it away was because He's saying, since I'm going to die, I don't need, obviously, where he's going, he doesn't need his money. So he wants this money to go to certain places. He says, after I'm dead, then all this money should go to these places. So there is an umdana, there's an assumption that's implicit, even though it's not mentioned, that he only wants this matonis to take effect if and when he dies. If he doesn't end up dying, he never wanted the matonis to take effect. So therefore, Imamad, if he gets better, Chayzer, he can change his mind and say he doesn't want any of his matonis to take place. Therefore, says Rashi, so the get is the same way. The person never said explicitly that he wants this get to work only if he ends up dying. He never said that, just like by the matonah, he never said he only wants the matonah to take effect because he's dying. But it was assumed by the virtue of the fact that he's writing a get right after he became sick, so it was assumed that he was writing it because he was dying. So there we have the same umdana, the same assumption, that it was only because he was dying that he told him to write the get. Therefore, when he gets better, so the reason to write the get doesn't exist anymore. It was on condition, it was conditional that he was going to get better, and now the assumption is that since he got better, then there is no get, and therefore the get is no good. Taisus disagrees over here with Rashi. Taisus has proofs. Taisus says it can't be that when he writes the get, that he doesn't say anything. It's very, very big chiddush to say that you have a get that doesn't have, it doesn't, there's no condition written into the get, and still we say that just because you got better, that's has enough to cause the get to be cancelled and not to consider a kosher get. Therefore, Taisus learns the Gemara differently. Taisus says that he actually wrote in the get. He actually wrote the condition in the get that the reason he's divorcing his wife is because he's afraid he's about to die, and he doesn't want her to be considered married to him anymore because of what's going to happen after he dies. So therefore, he's writing in his get so that she will surely be divorced before he dies. So it's clearly written in the get. It's clearly written in the get that he's only giving it on the condition that he dies. Therefore, says Taisus, when he gets better, he can obviously be chayzer in the get. So the Achrayim explain that in order to understand this machlokes in Rashi and Taisus, really this machlokes is dependent on what exactly is the reason why we say by matnesh chidmera and amamar chayzer that if he gets better, he can undo the gift and undo the matonis, the kinyonim that he made. We mentioned earlier from Rashi. Rashi says clearly that the only reason why Mamat Chayzer is because there's an assumption that when he gets better, he doesn't want the Matzona to take effect anymore. So therefore, that's why Mat Neshchimram Amad, if he gets better, it's not a Matzona. However, Taisus disagrees with Rashi. Taisus says that's not the reason why you can undo the Matzona. It's possible to undo the Matzona when he gets better. Taisus says the reason why we say Mamat Chayzer is for a completely different reason. Says Taisus, when a shchivmira gives a matom, someone who's dying and he gives away his assets, when is the matomachal? When is it considered a gift that the person can show up and take it? So the halacha is that it's not considered a kinyan. The matona does not take effect until the shchivmira actually dies. So long as he's alive, he's still using it. So the Shchimira, when the Shchimira gives a matana, when he gives and he says he wants someone to come take his things, he only means for him to come take it after he dies. Therefore, according to Taisus, you can't say that, therefore when he gets better, so now he didn't die it. When he didn't die it, so he's saying, when I die, these things should take effect. So now that he got better, now he didn't die. If he didn't die, so there's never a matana. Since matana never took effect, so now he can undo it. He can say, no, I don't want this matana anymore. I'm changing my mind. Now he changes his mind, and now the matana does not work. So therefore, Taisus when she taught it, the way Taisus understands the way Imat Neshchimira works, Imamat Chayzer, Taisus can't learn like Rashi and say that there's an umdana that when he doesn't give it on condition that he dies. That's not the way that the Neshchimira, that's not the Imat Neshchimira works. The way Imat Neshchimira works is because since it doesn't take effect until he dies, therefore, it can be chayzer, right? So that case, that's not enough to explain why the get shouldn't be chal. Because by the get can't be chal achamisa. You can't say get. Say this woman should be divorced. The chalois get, gerushin should take place after he's dead. Because once he's dead, then they're not married anymore. So then she can't be divorced. Obviously, he wants the get to be chal, the gerushin to take effect, and she will be divorced when he's still alive. So in order to say that this get doesn't work, won't work, it's necessary for him to be explicit and say in the get that he's only giving this get on condition that he actually will die later. Now, between these two reasons, the reason of Rashi and the reason of Tosfos, why Matan Shchina, if he gets better, he can undo the gift that he gave. So we can say there's an afkamina lahalacha. And the nafkamina is, what's the halacha if someone is a shchimer and he gave him atona and he gave a gift and he's still sick, and while he's still sick he says, I changed my mind, I want to give it to somebody else. So if we say that the reason why matan shchimer amal mat chayzer, the reason why when he gets better he can undo the gift because is it umdino that he's only giving it because he's dying? But lamaisa, it's true that it didn't take effect yet, but there's no reason for him to be chayzer. How can he change his mind? How can he go ahead and say, well, I don't want it to happen anymore? He can't change his mind. However, if I say the reason why imam al chayzer he can be chayzer is matana. He can change his mind about the matonas because matonas did not take effect yet because it wasn't chal. So then it doesn't make a difference whether he was amad, whether he got better, even if he didn't get better, even if he's still sick and he decides, no, I don't really want to give it to you, I'm going to give it to somebody else since it didn't take effect. So he can still change his mind. There's no matonas yet. And if that's the case, even if he didn't get better, he always has the ability to change his mind. And in fact, that's the halacha. Halacha l'maisa. In Shulchan Aruch passing, it's lav dafka im amad. In most cases, in most situations, even if he's loy amad, even if he didn't get better, he still has the ability to change his mind and undo the matana. Because of this reason, that the matana of the shchivira does not take effect, it's not considered a good kinyan until after the person actually dies. Now we could suggest another possible nafkaminu. And this nafkamina is discussed by the Ktzais HaChoshen in the beginning of Siman Reish Nun. Ktzais HaChoshen says that when the person dies, if a shchimra gives away a matana and he makes a gift to someone, and then the shchimra actually dies, he goes ahead and he dies, so the matana takes effect. So the Ktzais HaChoshen says that the matana takes effect l'mafreya. The matana, we don't say that the matana only takes effect and it's only considered belonging to this person, the recipient of the gift, only from the time of death, from the time that the person actually died. The Ktzai says that in the case where it's possible, where it's applicable, the way it works is that the matana of the shchimira was chal from the time that it was given, when he actually gave matana, when he was alive. But it can't take effect until after he dies, because you see, he could mamat chayzer. If he gets up, he could be chayzer. But once he actually dies, then retroactively it works the mafreya from the actual time of the matan. Now this ktzais achayzer is a chiddush, and see this disagrees with the ktzais. However, we could suggest that this also should really depend on the two reasons why we would say mamat chayzer. Because if we say that the reason why if he gets better is Amad Chayzer is because Matan is not Chal now. So the Matan is not Chal at all. Matan is only Chal later. So therefore we say Amad Chayzer. But like Tosfos. But if I say like Rashi, that is really an Umdana. The only reason why it could be Chayzer is because there's an Umdana that he's only giving it on the condition that he actually died. So then really the Matana technically really took effect right away. If he gets better, so then really it's a Gilu L'mafreya. That just shows us that really he never meant to give such a matana. But in the case where he didn't actually get better, we don't have this gilui. We don't know that actually after the fact he really didn't want the matana to take effect. So then the matana tackle works for mafreya, and the person, the recipient of the matana gets it from the time, the actual time that the shchivmirai gave it to him as a matana.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.